USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept your nomination to lead our party once again to the presidency of the United States.
A giant of the U.S. Senate and the 1996 Republican presidential nominee, Bob Dole, has died at 98. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer, and according to a family statement, the senator died in his sleep early Sunday morning. Reaction's been pouring in from both sides, according to Sean Sullivan, who's written a lot about Bob Dole for the Washington Post.
We're seeing a lot of statements pour in right now from different politicians from both ends of the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans. I think you're going to continue to see that today as people pay their respects.
President Biden calling Dole a true war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. And this is USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.